have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Thank you. God's good with you. It's Thursday, and I'm thankful. Thankful, thankful, thankful. Yes, indeed. Hey, to God be the glory. It's so good to have this opportunity to speak with you on today. Don't forget now, this is the place where you can pick up those positive vibes, positive vision, and you can hear a positive voice. Oh, yes. I am Loretta Petite, and this is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. You know, women, we wear a whole lot of hats. Come on now. We've got to be the doctor, the lawyer. We've got to be the window washer, the floor scrubber. Oh, yeah, we do it all. We can do it all. Thank God we can. And in many cases, we must. So, hey, this is all about you. It's all about people like you. It's all about me. It's people like me. It's all about us. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you today just about some things in general. I think that would be motivating, inspirational, and things of that nature. So before we get started, though, let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we come to thank you today for your goodness and kindness. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your extension of love past, oh God, what you even had allotted to give to us this day. We still need more, and we call on you for more. Oh, dear God, you have an unending supply of love for us, oh God, even though we think, Father, that at the close of the day we have used up all the love you had for us. But, God, then you still have more. Oh, my God, you love us with everlasting love, and we're so excited about it. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for that grace that you extend to us, Lord God, and that mercy when we have just not been the best, when we have made conscious choices to do something crazy, even wrong. But, God, you still give us mercy. And for that, we want to say thank you, God. Help us to have a mind to do your will. Help us to have a mind, oh, God, to just want to glorify you. Help us to have a mind, oh, God, to be a blessing to others, and you find glory in that as well. So, God, we thank you now. Thank you for the airwaves that we've taken back from the Prince of the Power of the Air, that we can send across positive waves, oh, God, of joy, positive waves of love and peace. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you the name of praise. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hey, good friends, good friends, good friends. I want to give a shout out to my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. And, of course, she is behind the scenes doing what she does, keeping us all connected to the family of podcasters and the Elation Magazine family. We thank God. Hallelujah. And we invite you to check them all out. All you've got to do is tag into Elation Magazine, and you'll be able to find all of those who are part of the family, Elation Radio. You can check it out, and you'll be able to find the podcast. Actually, I'm going to try and see if I can get a more direct email to give to you, or web browser information for you, rather, that you can be able to find the array of podcasters that's under the Elation Magazine or the Elation umbrella. So we thank the Lord once again for the awesome work that Miss Kimmy Kim is doing. Hallelujah, and thank God. Well, this is the month of May. This is the month of May. And every time I think about the month of May, I think about a former gospel group. I think they were called the 3rd of May or the 5th of May. I can't remember what their names were. But, man, I tell you, they sang so beautifully. And I don't know what happened to them. I guess they didn't stay in the business. But the songs they made were really, really good. So I always think about them when May rolls around. I also think about my sister from another mother, Ms. Gladys Knight, time the month of May comes around, because she was a very bright light in my life for a brief moment, and I'll never forget. But also want to send a shout-out to everybody that got married on this day. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Keep holding it together. Stand the storm of time and be a guide, a model. Be an example, a mentor for other couples coming up behind you that struggle and don't know how to hold it together. Be that glue for them. Show them the way that, you know, that they can hold it together. Happy birthday. Greetings are going out to everyone who's celebrating a birthday on today. Everyone who's celebrating a birthday on today, happy birthday to you. I pray that your birthday has been wonderful so far, and that it gets greater later. That's my hope and my prayer for you. on today. Pardon me. So born on this day in history, it was the late, this man was so talented. Oh, my God. He and his wife, you could hardly beat him at writing music and what have you. Nick Ashford passed away a few years back. Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, oh, my God, they were awesome, awesome, awesome together. They wrote so many hits for so many people. And, yeah, so today was Nick Ashford's birthday, so it's his birthday anniversary, born in 1941. But 10 years later, another music person was born. I can't call him an icon by himself, but I guess I can because of history. But with his brothers, he's been awesome, 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 too. Talking about Jackie Jackson, he was born on this day in 1951. So, of course, many of us baby boomers toward the edge of the baby booming time grew up with this, you know, listening to this group and what have you. And we all had our picks and our chooses. Who was our number one, our number two? And, of course, Michael was always the main one. But, yes, indeed. So that's what happened on this day in history as it relates to birthdays. Hey, why don't I talk to you a little bit about why the Bible is important? I know a lot of places they don't want you to talk about religion. And I get it. They don't want to talk about religion. But in the same circles, you could talk about horror movies. You could talk about demonic activity. You can talk about the psychics and things of that nature. So I'm not totally against psychics. I'm not. But those who go out and, you know, try and sell their services for money and things of that nature, because, you know, that's a situation where they're trying to get over on people. Now, people may call it psychic activity because they don't have a word for it, but God has given so many people opportunities that's not the norm to be able to recognize things in the spirit or to be able to see things in other people's lives. We call it prophecy. We call it prophets, but that's people who came up in Christendom. That's people who understand you know, from some biblical perspective as well as church-wise, that's where we get that jargon. We have jargon in the church that people who are unchurched don't understand or don't know. So they call it what they know from the world side. So that's why I say I'm not against all psychics. They call them that, but, you know, they just really, as it relates to this little church girl here, have the gift of prophecy. They can prophesy some things for future use. They can prophesy some things that's happening now. So these gifts and seers, the Bible talks about seers too. You know, so all these names sometimes can be used interchangeably by different groups. But if you are part of Christendom, you would put it all under the umbrella of prophet, prophetess, prophecy. But if you're not from the church circle or Protestant church, you will find yourself sometimes hearing or saying yourself that it is something of a seer or something of a psychic. We are so fast to judge and condemn terminologies, but you have to understand people are saying things that they think a thing is because they don't have the knowledge that you might have or the knowledge or insight that I might have or the education for that matter. What I don't agree with, I don't like, and this is just me, you know, I have a right to my own opinion. I don't like gatherings where you got to pay to be told what God told somebody about you. I don't like that per se. Now, you're going to an office to talk to someone. As you're talking to them, you know, Lord is saying something, and you share it with them. If that person wants to be a blessing to you, they will be. But I don't know. And maybe it's just past my understanding. However, it is a ministry gift. Now, if you want to do the money thing with your gift, that's between you and God. I you know, have nothing to do with it. But I'm just simply saying, I think the Lord sent prophets to enlighten us, to you know, let us know some things that we're missing because we're so involved in the busyness of life, we don't hear God speak. And sometimes he's moving a whole host of people with that one prophet, like he did with Moses. He's moving a host of people, and he's talking to the prophet. So, you know, that's one of those kinds of things that we don't want to be so judgmental. I'm not apt to be very judgmental of people so quickly. I used to be. I ain't gonna lie to you. I used to look at things and say, oh, that's that. Oh, that's that. Oh, they're trying to do that. Oh, that's what they're trying to be. Oh, that's what. No, I don't do that anymore because I recognize I grew by leaps and bounds. And all those times in my ignorance, I'm judging because things were too deep for me. Things were past my understanding. So things we don't understand, we tend to judge. People we don't understand, we tend to judge. So I don't like to be a part of that. I just say, well, you know, that don't feel right to me, or this feels great to me. You know, I don't want to judge it. I don't want to condemn anybody, because by condemning them, I could be condemning myself. I don't know. So I don't. Some things are just too rich for you. Understand that? You know, I'm talking to you, sister, to you, sister, to you, brother. Some things just might be too rich, too deep for you right now. so rather than judging, pray about it. Prayer is exceptional. Prayer is amazing. It's not just I'm talking to God and, you know, I just could talk to God. No, sometimes, you know, hey, God is speaking to you too. Now, God might not speak to you when you're sitting there in your worship moment with him. When you're sitting there and you're to God and you're sitting there meditating on his word, you got that part. You got that part. But maybe God has more to say to you. And he may not say it in that setting, right? But along your day, the Lord might start speaking to you in a time when you can write it down, in a time when you can, you know, go into worship. He'll speak to you. And, you know, you'll know things at that moment that maybe those around you won't know because God just spoke that to you. And if you were to tell somebody and they would say, ain't nothing, that didn't happen, I don't believe that, they're judging you now. So understand, when you start to try and judge somebody else, you don't know what God spoke to them. However, we do know that God won't contradict his word. Now that, you can kind of go to the bank with that. If God said yay to a thing, he's not going to come back and tell you never, if he's already said yes to it. So anyway, I want us to understand that judging is really not why we're here. We can be food inspectors, yes. We can say, oh, that smelled like an apple, that looked like an apple. And we can say, yeah, I really believe that's an apple, you know. I wouldn't be food inspectors, but we look at somebody and say, well, I don't understand why they're doing that. I don't know why they're doing it. Or they must think they're this. They must think they're that. That's really judging. That's the kind of judging I'm talking about. We want to be careful of that. Because did you not know that God loves that person with an everlasting love, just like he loves you? And he doesn't want anybody to do that to you, so he doesn't want you to do that to others. Okay, that's that. All right, now 5 reasons why the Bible is the most important book on earth. Well, checking out this website, the Pocket Testament League, and it's talking about the Word of God, talking about the Bible. I was looking for something else when I ran across it. It is saying that, but it caught my eye, so I said, oh, let me look at this. That it is an eyewitness account of historical events of such magnitude that they have literally shaped the world in which we live. So when we look at the Word of God, the Bible, I know people want to debate it. They want to come out against it. They say Christians are crazy. They want to, you know, just all kinds of things. And I used to have paper-thin skin where everything made me cry. But let me tell you the power of prayer. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed that doggone crying spirit away. I prayed because when I got hurt, I cried. When I got angry, I cried. You know, and generally if I got angry enough and I cried, I now was ready to physically fight you. That's who I was. If I cried and you made me angry and I got angry enough and I cried, now the next step was to hit somebody. So I had to pray that crying spirit away. I said, okay, God, I'm not going to sit here and just always be a crybaby because somebody hurt my feelings. Or I'll be a crybaby because somebody made me mad. I don't want this. I don't want it. So I prayed that thing away. God took it away from me. You know, when I realized it was gone, Now, you know, grown, I didn't cry as much as I cried when I was young adult. When I was young adult, I cried a lot. And y'all would not believe when I was angry why I cried. I cried because people were hurting me, but I didn't want to hurt them back. I said, I'm trying to hold my tongue. So in holding my tongue, I would cry. I would cry because now I'm holding my tongue. I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to be able to take the hit and not cry. I want to take the hit and not cry. Because when I go to bed at night, I want to know that I'm working on forgiving somebody rather than wondering if I hurt somebody so bad, you know, that I caused them some type of a trauma. Or, you know, am I going to walk and forgive? Are they going to forgive me? So I used to hold back my tongue, hold back from cussing somebody out or from hitting somebody. So I would hold my tongue and cry. But when I prayed about that spirit that was doing that to me, making me cry and making me feel like I had to cuss somebody out, making me feel like I had to hit somebody, God removed all of that from me. Hallelujah. My God. God did that. So people can criticize now what I walk in, what I believe. They can criticize me now. Skin is much thicker. You won't see any tears because even though I value people's opinion to a degree, I don't value your opinion that much. So I'm not going to cry because you disagree with me or because you don't like me. You don't like the way I look. You don't like the way I walk. You don't like the way I talk. You don't like the sound of my voice. You know what? That's okay. That's your prerogative. That's your option to, you know, choose what you want to hear, who you want to see. But to come and criticize me, my skin is much thicker. So I won't be crying. I'm not going to cry and want to hit somebody. I'm not going to cry and want to cuss somebody. And I'm not going to cry because you hurt me. That's growth. I'm telling you that because prayer did that in my faith. And what made me realize that I had been totally delivered when my only son was called into the military to go to Afghanistan. And I was terrified of my son going overseas, but I didn't cry. I was hurt to the core, wasn't crying, but I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. My bishop prayed for him, and I prayed that my son didn't have to go. I said, God, I don't want nobody's child to go, but I certainly don't want my only son to go. And the Lord answered my prayer, but I didn't know he was going to answer it. But I'm saying that's when I knew I was delivered, because I did not cry when he got the call and that day came. So he went off to training somewhere else in the States. He had to do all this training. But in the midst of it all, God sent my son back home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm praising him for taking away the crying demon that always had me feeling victimized or too hurt to deal with life or angry enough to want to punch somebody else or curse somebody else. But he took that away from me. I'm also saying praise the Lord because he brought my son back home. He didn't have to go over there and deal with all of the chaos and the tumult. And, of course, I pray for other people's children that was at war because, you know, I didn't want anybody to have to deal with that. But that's the world in which we live. But I did thank God, and I always thank God for my son, my own son. So here's what the Pocket Testament League says about the Bible. If the Bible is the single most important book written ever written, because, again, it is an eyewitness account of historical events of such magnitude that they have literally shaped the world in which we live. Without this book, the Western world, that's us, and the good deal of the Eastern world, would be completely different than they are today. So here are some reasons that they cite, and I wanted to share it with you. Reason number one, the Bible has transformed the world. It would be impossible to claim to be an educated person in today's world without having at least some familiarity with the events contained in the Bible. A good number of people around the world read portions of the Bible every day. The Bible was the first book ever put to the printing press. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And the man who first printed it, Johannes Gutenberg, was recently voted the most important man to have ever lived within the past 1,000 years. And it also cites that a good number of museums exist today which are dedicated solely to the Bible and the events contained in it. My God, did you know that? I didn't know that. worldwide organizations and associations have been formed because of this book, the Bible, and its message. Many have been existing for centuries. Together, they represent multiple hundreds of millions of members. Wow. Number two, reason number two, people are willing to die for the Bible. People have died torturous deaths simply to gain access to the Bible. You may even now be in a country, we're not, but some people are, where the Bible is discouraged or even banned outright. So let's hold tight to this word that God has given us. Let's hold it tight, and let's fill our heart with his words and his understanding and, you know, what it means to know the word of God. This book, it says, has been praised, it has been cursed, it has been restricted, it has been banned, it even has been desecrated, it has been burned, and it has been fought over. Now, there is no book as important as this book to have all these things happen because of it. People swear on the Bible and at the Bible at the same time. So at one moment, you're going to swear about it or on it, and the next minute, you're going to swear using it. You know how people do when they're using those cuss words. Uh-huh. And then they're going to, you know, talk about the Bible in such derogatory fashion. Some people have even tried to eliminate the Bible. My God. The book is simultaneously hated and loved, but we already know, right? Reason number three that they're giving this book as being the most important book in the world is that the Bible is the most copied book of antiquity. It's written so many years ago, so it's antique, it's antiquity, all right? But it is the most copied book, written over a time period of 1,500 years. It was completed approximately 2,000 years ago. Yet in all the centuries that have passed, none of its contents has ever been found to be inaccurate. What kind of God we serve? Come on now. So listen, it says that it has been sifted, it has been studied, it has been commentated upon, it has been dissected more than any book in history. Where this book can be verified by external events such as archaeology, geography, custom, politics, and culture. This book has known world history and its writings in other ancient texts. It has been so verified as to be accurate in all respects. This is the Bible, and it is the most important book in the world. Number four, it contains a life-changing message of freedom. The Bible has liberated many people. I know as children we say, oh, if we give our lives to God, oh, all the fun is going to be sucked out of life. But not so. God is a generous God, and he loves us. He wants us to take care of his business, but he also gives us that wiggle room, that space, to really enjoy life. Hallelujah. If I got to say it by myself, and thank you, Jesus. This Bible has freed minds and hearts throughout history. The events recorded in this book have generated more great works of art and some not so great ones as well than any other subject matter in the history of the world. Reason number five, it connects you to history's most important figure, the good man, the God man, Jesus of Nazareth, also called Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. You may even think you know him. Hopefully, many of you do. But if you have not read the account offered firsthand throughout the Bible, you will, in effect, know nothing definite about Christ. You have a watered-down knowledge. So get into the Bible yourself and come to know Jesus through this firsthand account of who he was when he walked the earth. The entire Old Testament to Jesus' coming, and the entire New Testament testifies his teachings and his actions. I hope that this has blessed you like it blessed me. So keep turning the pages of this remarkable book that we know as our guidebook. This book that is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Read it. Study it with an open mind and an open heart. Invite Holy Spirit to guide you through the pages, through every chapter and through the sentences. You will not be disappointed, but you will be amazed as you discover a little bit more about the God you serve and a little bit more about who you are in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. and thank you, Jesus. As I leave, it is Jazz Fest time in my city. We have people coming from near and far, singers from all over, people visiting from all over the world. I met a family from France, three of them yesterday, father, son, and daughter. And I was able to say, bienvenue, to invite them to be welcome into our church. They told me they were here for the Jazz Fest. Listen, we have a gospel tent like none other, and I'll be hosting this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I've been doing so for about 20 years, hosting the gospel tent 1 week, per year. And I'm so excited about it. It's such a blessing in my life. So I'm looking forward to doing that. It's festival time in our city. We have festivals all over the place. We have music in the square once a week. We have all kinds of things going on. This is a great time if you want to come to the Crescent City. That's New Orleans, Louisiana. This is a great time. It is festival time in full bloom. So having said that, I don't know what's happening in your neck of the woods, but praise God. Celebrate your city. Celebrate your culture. Celebrate Christ in the midst of it all. I'll be under the gospel tent if you're heading this way on Saturday until it closes. I hope to see you there. I'll be starting at about noon or 1, and I'll be there until about 7 p.m. God bless you. I love you all. If you want to connect with me, you can always do that by sending your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I'm a Christ girl. I'm a God girl, and I'm excited about it. I love the Lord with every bone of my body. I love the Lord with all of my heart, my strength, my mind. Oh, I love the Lord, and I certainly hope that you do too. Until next time, may God bless you, may God keep you. This is my prayer. Thanks again. Two thumbs up from my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. Take good care, everybody. Bye-bye.
I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. Been trying to deal with some things that are hard to talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Just gonna have to get used to me not being around. Take a breath, keep it moving, that's as good as